Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. This is Dave.
Hey, this is Frank. Dave, how are you doing up there in Los Angeles, California?
I was doing great, but then I walked into the local Ralph's over here. I'm going to buy myself some beef steaks. I'm going to buy myself some chips. Go to the empty shelves. Empty shelves. I go, hold on. Did I just get transported to Venezuela? What's going on here?
You're shitting me. Are the supply chain shocks like already hitting you? Because Dave, if you want a bag of Ruffles, you can just like I can get you a boat. And about 80 miles off the coast, you just like go out there and get a bag of Ruffles.
Yeah, they're all in the container ships off the coast of El Segundo out here in California.
Exactly. Yeah, right off the port of Long Beach. There you go. Yeah.
It wasn't quite that bad, but I did go in for the water that I do enjoy, the distilled.
Water that's actually from Fiji?
Yeah, it actually was a high.
Seriously, water. Do you know that there's some libtards who actually think that Fiji water is from Fiji? Do you know that?
Oh, it's not? Oh my gosh, I'm devastated.
Dude, seriously, can you believe?
How am I going to sleep tonight?
I've had conversations with like homos like this in Southern California where they actually think that Fiji water is from Fiji. It's like, guys, hey, this is a small fucking island in the middle of the South Pacific. Where do you think they're producing all this water from?
Who knows? Maybe they have their own faucet that comes from China or something.
I know. Dave, you know what show this is this week? You know what show this is today, right?
Pop.
Potpourri show of the week. And you know, folks at home, this is where we profile about 5 or 10 stories from each of us, really rapid fire. Dave, what's happening up in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, this is a segue because the freaking inflation now is everybody's getting wiped up the butt side with the inflation now.
Oh yeah,
mostly the small business owners, not the corporations are kind of weathering it so far pretty good, but we're looking at the highest level in 40 years, folks. We're looking at 20% of small business owners are reporting that inflation is their single most important business issue right now.
Yeah.
The numbers across the board are bad. So when you forget about just filling up your gas tank, I mean, it affects from the grain that you buy, perhaps if you have to feed some pigs, to construction costs.
Yeah.
So it on the rosy side, you know, you're going to get Psaki.
Circle getting back. Up there.
Hey, unemployment rate's only 3.9%. It looks
don't
positive.
You love how, but, don't you love how Ducey just like takes it to her during the press conferences?
Yeah, right.
He like
I can't wait till when he can finally take the mask off and like stand up and really grill it, you know.
He's
doing a great job. He's one of the few Fox guys that we still like.
He really is.
Forget about the deficit and the crazy spending.
Yeah.
But and they're going to say, oh, we got all these record-breaking job creation. It's nonsense.
Total nonsense.
As we all know, and what we have to keep telling everybody over and over, the numbers you hear out of the White House and from the Dems is a mirage.
Well, as you said, Dave, the inflation numbers are huge and real. And I, you know, look, honestly, I don't often ask my wife, you know, what's the price of the steak? We had some friends over the night. We were barbecuing, blah, 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 stuff like that. She said the price of like beef and steak is like up like 40%.
Yeah.
Like she went to Costco, buy a bunch of ribeye steaks, throw them on the barbecue light. I looked at the price sticker. I was like, oh my Lord, I like crazy. Same with gas. As you know, California, worst state in the country. We're behind the Iron Curtain here in California. $4 and change, almost $5. You know, I have a 30-gallon truck. That's like $150 every time you fill her up. I mean, so this is real. This is impacting all of us.
Apples went up 7.8%. Those are like my favorite fruits. Oh,
there you go. Yeah, apples, strawberries, all that shit. Yeah. You mean the illegals aren't carrying that shit over across the border, the strawberries and the blueberries?
No, they got the bags are too full with fentanyl. I
mean, oh, yeah.
Put on both. Prioritize, you know.
Absolutely. The fentanyl tunnels are doing very well. Dave, so I have a very interesting story in the Libtard Potpourri show of the week for you to start off. So I'm over here on Gateway Pundit, and I hate to backtrack to the Jan 6 stuff, but from our previous podcast, this is one story I got to share with you. There's this video now, Dave, you probably seen it surface. This is a video. I'm over here on Gateway Pundit. Folks, go check it out at home. Of protesters, quote unquote protesters. They're not really protesters. They're undercover agents and FBI informants flashing badges, legitimate badges. So these are like legit FBI badges to Capitol Police on the day of January the 6th, instructing people to open doors and let people in. So, Dave, this is the biggest video. Why do you think they want to hide 14,000 hours of video, right? This is the biggest release, I think, to date in terms of the video stuff. We can't, obviously, it's a podcast. We can't show this, but we can describe it for you. But this is the biggest release in my mind to date on this issue. You've got undercover agents Department of Justice, FBI, who are showing badges and instructing people that are working with them, whether it's Antifa or whatever, to go in, open doors, let people in, and facilitate the riots. Go.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's beyond belief. And I can't wait. That's another reason I can't wait for next November, because we're going to get more and more FOIA requests coming through, and we're going to blow this whole thing open, wide open. And what once again, you know, and I'm going to give Kevin McCarthy, our GOP leader, props also, because he also refused to cooperate with these boneheads.
So did Jim Jordan, all of them.
Jim Jordan.
It's the Unselect Committee. I mean, it's garbage. It's no one's going to do anything. Bannon said, fuck you, all the rest of it. Yeah.
The longer that Cheney and Kissinger get up there, and as they're the voice of reason on the GOP side, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's something funny. You know how, like, when you're watching these commercials and you see these new medicines come on, and they have to, at the very end, rapid fire, they have to list all the negative of potential effects.
Yeah.
Like, you could throw up and die if you take this thing, even though
it's your life. Yeah, they got to list all the effects. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we already told you that Pfizer has now been mandated to start releasing, you know, the paperwork and all the so even J&J had to do it. So just this last week, they've already had a list of items. Guess what the next one is? Bleeding risk. Oh, that's great. So you want me to take this experimental jab, right? And there's a really good chance I'm just going to start bleeding out.
Yeah.
And besides the fact that, you know, you saw the whole thing that 18 to 49 year olds are just, the mortality rate is surging.
Yeah.
And these are the supposed healthiest majority of people in this country.
Yeah.
And so what is the parallel between taking this jab over the last 12 months and seeing the mortality rate skyrocket?
No, Dave, it's an awesome point. Holy cow. We're not going to bore our audience with all the statistics, which are totally in our favor. But basically, there's a whole lot more people dying who are in that sort of like 18 to 49 category who have taken the jab, who should not be dying of myocarditis, et cetera. We've covered this topic extensively, especially in terms of professional athletes, soccer, tennis, et cetera. People who are dropping dead on the playing field or the court or whatever from heart attacks. Dave, I put up on our social media page the other day, a Brazilian reporter who dropped dead from multiple heart attacks live on air.
I saw that.
This is on the Facebook page. I mean, I hate Facebook, but I put it up there because we have like tens of thousands of followers on Facebook. So put it up there. People go check it out. But I mean, that was just incredible. I have to say, you know, you're exactly right. You know, shifting gears a little bit. Again, I'm over here on the Gateway Pundit. And as you referenced earlier, Dave, these economic numbers are just suck. I mean, Biden's numbers are in the tank, 30% approval rating, consumer sentiment falls to the lowest level in a decade, inflation is higher than his approval rating. It's incredible. But Dave, I have to bring to your attention one story, which is up there in Los Angeles. Not sure if you saw this. I'm over here on InfoWars. And again, this is a video, but people go check it out. Thousands and thousands of destroyed packages along a railroad. So literally, Dave, what happened? These are train cars that are parked in a Los Angeles area train station. I'm not going to name it just for sort of safety and security reasons, but this is a Los Angeles train station. Dave, the video and the pictures on this are incredible. You probably saw this. There is UPS and Amazon packages, and I mean by the tens of thousands strewn all over the tracks. These motherfuckers went into these cargo cars. They unpacked them. They opened all the boxes. They took all the shit. So I guess my message for folks at home is, if your Amazon package hasn't arrived, it likely is not going to.
I'm waiting for my mints from Amazon, but they're in some kind of tunnel in downtown LA. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
But that's it. People don't realize, as you know, there's such an enormous back and forth through LA to the rest of the country, but they have to the trains have to slow down quite almost to basically stopping through downtown LA.
That's right.
And in that time, these hoodlums are cracking open these container parts on these trains, and just they're just open to packages by the hundreds. There's a gigantic mess.
Huge mess. I'm looking, scrolling through this on InfoWars, Dave. I got like, there's Twitter video, Getter video. I mean, it's just crazy. You can see all these little,
there goes my Godfather Blu-ray special edition.
There's literally all these little hood dudes with their hoodies on, you know, roaming around here in the train yard. It's disgusting. Look, it's Los Angeles. It's the backwoods. I'm sure insurance will cover it for Jeff Bezos. What does he care? With his little heart colored glasses.
He doesn't care. He's lounging on the beach with his funny hats.
Exactly.
So the school districts again, and the unions involved.
Oh, yes.
I got to tell you, there's probably of all the institutions, that one is the one that has taken the hardest hit.
Yes.
As far as being this, oh, this holier than thou institution we have. Oh, the teachers, they're all only want the best for the kids. No, F them.
Bullshit.
So now it's the worst, as bad as LA and New York is Chicago. I'm never going to visit there. 91% of the unionized teachers voted to go on strike. So this is, let me look at the calendar. January 2022. These lazy SOBs, these overpaid teachers and the bureaucrats, they've done a huge union walkout. And now it's in Maryland, New Jersey, and of course here in California. And even that dumb as you know what, Lori Lightfoot.
Oh, Lightfoot, the mayor, yeah.
Even she came out and says, we cannot hold these kids hostage. Even though, I mean, so for her to go out against the union, that says something.
Totally insane.
But it's you know, between that and the CRT, that's still, you know, they say, well, we're not teaching our kids CRT. They call it different names now.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that's going to be just another huge leverage. Hopefully some of our GOP members will catch this as a clue and hammer this home. The GOP should be the leader of a renewed and revitalized education system, because forget about the kids, but over 230 America colleges and universities have mandatory CRT training for students and faculty.
Absolutely.
That's like what's the percentage? That's
it's insane.
Half.
It's huge. And if you might recall, Dave, Trump actually by executive order eliminated that for federal government employees.
Correct.
Which was incredible, which was great. And by the way, we didn't even plan this, but I'm gonna piggyback on your story about Chicago schools or Illinois schools. I'm over here at Gateway Pundit with another ridiculous story on Illinois schools. And this is, again, for folks at home, please check your public schools. You may be thinking you drop your kids off in the morning at 8:15. You think your kids are going to a nice little public school. Do you really know what's happening inside the school walls? Do you really know what they're being taught? Do you know what publications are in there? Do you know what posters are on the wall? Go and check. I really encourage people to go and check. Dave, here's the story. Gateway Pundit, after school Satan Club, targeting children ages 6 to 11 at an Illinois elementary school, sparks outrage. This is just yesterday. We're taping this on January the 14th. This is yesterday. An Illinois school district is under fire for allowing an after-school Satan Club program being offered by the Satanic Temple. Parents are outraged after a flyer inviting ex-elementary school students aged 6 to 11, I'm not going to name the school, to an after-school Satan Club circulated on social media this week. I'm not going to go into the details here. It's not worth it. My point is, Dave, these mother effers are attacking where it hurts. They know where to capture. They want to capture the kids. They want to influence with the anti-Jesus message, the satanic message. And look, I'm not going crazy over the top here, conspiratorial, you know, whatever, Bible thumping. This is actual stuff. This is actual things that are happening to real kids in real schools, in real states. And we have to stop it every step of the way.
It's crazy how what you consider a very, I don't know, insignificant thing. Oh, the school board, oh, they got to be just nice and decent people. Uh-uh. Now, when you see them talking up there, talk about power mad, right?
Yep.
And it seems like it takes, as soon as you sign on the dotted line, you become a member of a school board, wherever, you all of a sudden get this I don't know what it is, like the Superman complex.
Yeah.
And so only I can decide what to do with your kids. It's a very strange psychological. We got to bring our friend Tracy back on.
Oh, yeah.
She can analyze her back efforts.
On. Absolutely. We got to get a few more. Dave, we got people lining up to be guests on the show. We got to get a few more guests on the show.
We're gonna work on that. I want to get Jim Jordan first.
Let's do that.
I like that because he talks
Jim
fast.
Would be great. Yeah.
So I was really pissed off about this too. So there's this neat little Christian jewelry company in Texas, right? It's called Shields of Strength. So they got the license years ago, right? The trademark license from the Army, Air Force, and Marines, and they would make military dog tags.
Sure.
And this went on for years. They would make a nice steady business. So in other words, if you're a service member, you can say, hey, Shields of Strength, give me a dog tag with my name on it with some kind of a religious symbol on it.
Okay.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Oh, here we go in 2021. Oh, we can't have that anymore. So, and it, of course, it always comes down to one nudnook, one whiny, complaining lebtard, whatever you want to call them, little lawsuit came through, federal lawsuit, pulled the plug on these guys.
No.
So it's gone. Yep. So they can no longer make these the licenses have all been pulled. Anything with a religious nature, heaven forbid.
Oh, of course. I mean, look, it's like classic, you know, Saul Alinsky playbook 101: control the healthcare, control the message, control the narrative, control the religious freedom stuff, the bakers, the Christian, all that stuff, and what you're talking about. It's all in the playbook. It's all in the playbook. They're throwing everything at the wall. And speaking of throwing everything at the wall, I got to talk about this. You're going to love this. You know George Soros, right?
Yeah, the puppet master. He's the puppet
master. The puppet master, the billionaire who lives in upstate New York. By the way, we can publish his address on social media if people want to go and check out his house. Soros, I'm over here at Gateway Pundit, Dave. So Soros backed Baltimore. You're going to remember this woman's name. Hopefully you can recall this little check. Soros backed Baltimore State's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. Remember Marilyn Mosby? Yes. Marilyn Mosby indicted on perjury and false mortgage application charges.
Right on.
You know, I hate to say it. She's black. She was very divisive in this whole thing going, but she was a BLMer, big time BLM. She defended Freddie Gray in the famous Freddie Gray case back in Baltimore. This is like pre what's his name? The I Can't Breathe dude. Who's that dude again?
Floyd.
Thanks. This is like Freddie Gray was like a warm up for George Floyd. So Freddie Gray was like, they're hurting me. They threw me in the back of the truck. And that was like a warm up to the whole Freddie Gray. I can't breathe. So the whole Freddie Gray thing. So, you know, that didn't work out well for her. And guess what? She's basically a piece of POS fraudster. And God bless her. She goes to prison for a long time.
I love it when these high and mighty libtards like her, you know, my, you know what doesn't stink, as she looks down at all of us, regular folk.
Yeah.
And
by the way, she's trying to run again. Like, I mean, all this shit's in the headline, dude. And she's trying to run again. You could run my dog against her and he would win.
Like, they have zero, like the guilt complex doesn't affect them at all.
No,
they don't. Zero. They don't feel that at all. It's like, I'm going to get past. So she's got all these indictments going, but she's still running. I hope she loses and she spends the next 20 years in jail.
Four to seven in the federal penitentiary. What do you got going for us, Dave? Anything else?
So I'm really bummed out about this. Families are trying to do what's best for their kids. You know, that's kind of a theme a little bit here today. So this poor New Hampshire family, they said, you know what? Our kids got the coof. We're going to give our 13-year-old son some ivermectin. Okay.
Oh, I saw that story.
Yeah. It's like, okay, that's great. Because guess what? 99% of any actual real medical expert will tell you, yes, as soon as you have any kind of sign that you might be getting the coof, take yourself some ivermectin. So what does Child Protection Services do from New Hampshire? We're going to knock on your door. Yeah, we're going to arrest you,
motherfuckers. I saw this. Yeah.
Some bitch. I mean, so basically every level of a government, there is this called the Division of Child, Youth and Family. They showed up on the doorstep with an emergency to take the custody of
two cops, by the way.
Wow, dude.
It was a huge story. I'm glad you brought this one up. A huge story. The guy was obviously very well known in conservative circles in New Hampshire, you know, live free or die state, I believe, if I have that that nomenclature.
Believe you're trying to give your kid the best known medicine, therapeutic, and they take your child?
And plus the kid was totally healthy. 2 weeks later, they showed DCSF showed up, Dave. 2 weeks later, the kid was back at football practice. He's over COVID.
Oh, he's already totally healthy. Okay.
He was totally healthy. Yeah. 2 weeks later, they showed up at his door. It's like, oh, we're here to arrest you. Oh, why is that? Wow. Oh, you gave him a ivermectin, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
It is absolutely insane. There was a huge study out today. I'm not going to go into details about it. If we had just used ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine from day one, we would have eliminated 700,000 deaths. Okay. 700,000 deaths. 800,000 people have died in the last 18 months. By the way, only about 10% of those actually directly due to COVID. So like a bad flu season, which we now know. But nevertheless, if those folks had gotten even 3 to 5 day course of iver or hydroxy, they would have been totally fine. There's
And yet, what is it? Just like, it seems like just yesterday that Joe Rogan, the number one podcaster in this country, was, oh, they laughed at him. Oh, you're so silly, Mr. Rogan, for taking a horse tranquilizer or whatever.
Horse tranquilizer. I know. Look, that was like 6 weeks ago. They threw him under the bus, CNN, horse tranquilizer, horse pill. He's like, he's by far, he has more people downloading his show every single day. Actually, about twice the number of people who watch CNN, MSNBC, all of those combined, Dave. So it's just,
we've gone at about it all ass backwards. We should have, all this should have been saved for people who really needed it. And it should have been therapeutics from day one.
I even had my executive, my own personal concierge doctor, who I pay $2,000 a year for to have, I probably shouldn't say that, whatever. I pay money for this guy to be on call for me all the time. And the AMA is up his ass. I said, dude, can you prescribe me some Ivor? He's like, no, because if I do, I'm going to lose my license. Oh, so then I had a buddy, you know, just who's down in Mexico. Shout out to my buddy, Jeff. And he's like, hey, he brings me a whole bunch back. So it's like, it's all good.
I might have to borrow some.
Hey, dude, no worries.
But basically, this last week, which we talked about on our last podcast, was the CDC, Walensky, have come out over and over now, have said, come on, everybody, this is reality for all you CNN zombies out there.
Right.
That, you know, we know that how weak the vaccines are. We know that the 80 to 90% of people that have been diagnosed and died because of COVID is because of they've had various comorbidities. Right. We all know that now. The masks don't work, but they're admitting it. So let's come on, people. Let's get with the program.
Yeah. Next week, just a bit of a teaser. I'm going to play a clip from a friend of mine in Canada who had some liberal libtards show up at his door, conservative guy at a friend of mine's house in Canada. They videotaped about 2 minutes of this. I'm going to play the audio for you guys next week. So a bit of a teaser. It's incredible. It is basically the playbook, Dave, for what you should do if a libtard shows up at your door and starts talking, you know, craziness. I'm going to end with one story, Dave, then throw it back to you. Bring it back to California. Of course, our followers know that we're behind the Iron Curtain here and just trying to make, you know, the best of things for us and our families. Gavin Newsom, I'm here at Breitbart News. Gavin Newsom proposes billions in his latest budget proposal, $250 billion budget proposal, Dave. He proposes $15 billion more dollars for the doomed California high-speed rail. So here's my thinking. I'm going to circle back to Zaki. Hey, Zuckerberg, Zaki! I'm going to circle back to the story I talked about earlier where the packages from Amazon and UPS were getting destroyed in the train yard and stuff.
Sure.
So if he really gets the high-speed train thing going between like here and God knows where, San Francisco, Vegas, whatever he's trying to do. As you and I have talked about for a year, it's a huge money loser. They've lost billions. Elon Musk is laughing at them. It's a total joke. But hey, if they can get one of these things running through the LA train yards, maybe they get all their packages stolen at the same time. What do you think?
Right. I don't care how fast you think your train is. You're not going to go more than 10 miles an hour through LA. Hello?
Exactly.
Not going to happen.
Well, on the same budget, I might add, by the way, he's allocated, Dave, and I think I texted you about this earlier before the show, we went on live, $14 billion. So just for folks who listen to us across the country and across the world, $250 billion budget for California, he's proposing. It's the fifth largest economy in the world. So big number. Of that number, so roughly 5%, about $15 billion for homeless. Dave, $15 billion. If you just count up the number of homeless people in San Francisco and LA, it's about 100,000 that are active on the streets.
I don't know about my math.
I mean, help me out here. 100,000 people, $15 billion. Give them each like a half, you know, whatever, a couple hundred grand, call it a day.
I think they're doing pretty well if you literally split that up. But of course, everybody wants a little piece of the cheese, don't they?
It's a bureaucratic nightmare, Dave, as we all know.
Hey, hold on to your wallets, folks, because they're coming for it. High taxes.
Oh, man. The big po-po-po. Anything else for us, Dave? No?
That's it for me today, buddy.
Let's wrap it up. Hey, folks, don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform of choice, Pandora. Spotify, Google, Apple, Podbean. We love Podbean. It's a great place for you guys to check out Podbean. Easy metrics for us. Also on social media, Getter, Gab, and MeWe. Folks, we'll see you down the road on the right side.